broadcasting live from San Francisco, California, USA, Earth, to all points north, south, east, west, and beyond. It's Key Radio.
Happy Laughter Day! And welcome to Bubba G, the Caveman, my spiritual stand-up comedy on King Radio, the official broadcast for King.com. My name is Bubba G, and I'm a spiritual advisor on King and your host for today's program, the Bubba G Laughter Factory Show. And Dr. Uma is also here. She's my co-host and my assistant, a spiritual assistant. And she would also impart some of her experiences. And if you'd like to receive a personalized reading from me or any of the gifted psychic and intuitive advisors 24/7, 365 on Keen, go to keen.com/radio to receive a special offer of 10 minutes at $1.99 per minute and other yummy offers there as well. So God laughter. Remember, laugh more. Bubba G's laughter is a contagious, yummy, funny virus from Bubba G's Laughter Factory to be spread all over the world. You got questions? I got answers. It's so easy, a caveman can do it. Thank you for joining my Sunday show. It airs out on the first Sundays of each month, and it starts at 7:30 on air, and to get in the queue is 7:15. So I'm honored and happy to serve you and guide you and love one another, like us always, and take care of each other and share freely and totally. No fear when Bubba G's here. I kick your crutches. And so this is still the Thanksgiving time, weekend, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody, as I've sent email. And if you guys want in-depth questions, you know, in details, please do email me on Keen, as well as, call and chat. For chat, since there are a lot of glitches from Keen for past 6-7 months, and still working on it, so I get arranged chats. So anybody who wants to chat with me, please arrange a chat with me, and I will come on. I will take you on the chat, and that's the way it's going to be. So, okay. All right. So, I'm going to take a few callers in order to receive. And that's where we're going to take in order to receive. So let's get some callers first. And please connect me with the first person online. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you are on air. Go ahead. Give me, Bubba G speaking. Yes, hi. How are you? And
hi.
Give me your name and where you're calling from, darling. Thank you.
My name is Eileen, and I'm calling from New York.
Yes, Eileen from New York. Go ahead, darling. Thank you. And ask your question.
I'm tired all the time. I'm older. I'm tireder than I should be at my age. It seems like the winter time is worse, but I have no energy besides work to go out and make friends. I went on an online dating site and I got a lot of messages, but I was too tired to even go on a date for a free lunch.
Don't worry.
I spend most of my weekend just crashing this weekend. I don't know what's up. I'm hibernating.
Well, hibernation is a good thing. Is the fall going to the winter? It's cold where you are. Sometimes it snows. So hibernation is just the thing to do for everybody. And so you are a teddy bear, a polar bear. You're living in igloo. All the New Yorkers, they live in igloo. And when you get bored, juggle snows, snowballs. And when you get, lonely, well, make it a snowman. Put a carrot on his nose. And you are such a hot queen. And you, by the morning, don't worry, you're hugging, making love to the snowman in your igloo. And he will melt, I swear. And you end up with a carrot. This is something. And then you have a carrot in the morning for breakfast. Crunch, crunch, and you will become a bunny rabbit right there. And so, and then every day, and your day starts with great beauty and laughter. And then you make a snowman for the night throughout the day and juggle snowballs. And you start all over again. You repair your igloo. And so, again, become cold. And sunshine will disappear, and everything starts all over again, like Groundhog Day's movie. You said your time. In yoga, body affects mind, mind affects body. So union, yoga means union between the body and the mind. So you need to unite your mind with your body. And sometimes, when you catch a cold or something like that, it's not your fault, it's the weather, then your body is achy and your nose is running and your body is so tired. Then your mind gets affected and your mind also becomes unhappy. So then you treat yourself, with ginger and, medicine, herbal medicines and things like that. And you take, golden cell echinacea and, you take garlic, you get, ginger and all that. You become better, and then your mind all of a sudden becomes happy again. See? So that's why you got to remember that this is just temporary. Keep your mind occupied with positivity, and you will be, happy, and everything is going to be all right. No worries. You see, that's the thing. So remember, make notes of what I am saying to you right now, and. Everything is going to be just fine and dandy. No worries. No fear when Babaji is here. Laugh more and have a great, great, of course, Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody, because this is the very one, show for the whole month of December on the first Sundays of each month. I conduct the radio show, and everybody needs to email me in advance through Keen and say their full name and date of birth and say their questions, and then reserve their spot on radio show. So that when I come on, then I take their call in order received. So this is also an announcement as well for everybody. Everybody has gotten their email, through Keen. And so everybody is informed now well. And I wish you guys Merry Christmas and Happy New Year and Happy Holidays. to everybody. So thank you so much for calling, and I love you.
Okay, love you too.
More.
Thank you, Babaji.
Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
You
Bye. Most welcome. Already. Good night. Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you, darling. All right. So I'm gonna take the please connect me with the second caller in order to receive. Yes. Go ahead. You are on air. Hello, hello.
Hello, Babaji. How are you? Hi,
I'm
Babaji.
Fine.
It's Barbara.
Yes, Barbara, Barbie doll. Yes, how are you, darling?
Good.
Welcome.
Hello to you
Thank
and
you
Dr.
For
Uma.
Coming. Thank you.
Thank
hello.
You.
Dr. Uma, say hello.
Hi.
Okay, go
Hi.
Ahead. And ask me your question. Thank you.
Yeah. My question is around work, and I just wanted to see. I have a consulting contract that I picked up for a little bit, and I wanted to see
yes.
how that's going. And do you see it continuing?
Your contract is going just so-so, but it's going to get better slowly but surely. You're new to the place still, and people are warming up to you. And energy is like developing quietly.
Good.
Like
under
current. But sometimes you're stressed out, so you can't completely feel it. And that's one issue. And still you are adapting and adjusting, like when you moved from one state which are very, very different from this new state that you are in, then you are still in culture shock. So some adaptation and adjusting need be done, and you are in that phase still. So count your blessings and, you know, enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and Happy Holidays to you, and be positive in this year, in this December, and make every day count, and be in the moment, live a day at a time, and give hugs and kisses to your puppies.
Thank you.
I love them, and if you have any other question, I can answer that as well in regards to your moving when you send emails to me on Teams.
Okay.
So if you want to know about your moving, I can answer that if you have that question.
You bet. I will do that. Thank you, Babaji.
You're most welcome. But I would suggest to stay where you are, you know, in Arizona, and that is your destiny, although it's a bit difficult. It is your first year, and you know, things move a bit slow, so
yes,
you just bear with that and don't lose hope is a good thing. Hope for the best and be strong, and sometimes things, you know, doesn't work out, but it makes you stronger. And if you extend your connections, then what's going to happen is, like, you know, you meet more people and all of a sudden miracles start pouring in. And then you will be, wow,
yeah.
That's great. Oh, my God. So everything is going to be fine. Just go to doggy parks and connected with doggy people, and they can accommodate
yes.
you, seriously, because doggy
you
people
bet.
Are very good people. And it's before the Christmas, you need to go back to where you are in Arizona,
yes.
and that's where, you know, the doggy people are going to provide you a place and also a job, and caring for elderly are very great ideas. And you're a compassionate and kind and loving and generous woman, with your means and your dogs too, and they have home as well. So don't lose hope. This is what I see for you. So
thank
no
you,
worries,
Babaji.
Okay? I love you.
You're
thank
right.
you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Babaji.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you.
Yes,
you.
Same to you, Babaji. Thank
all
you.
Right. Thank you. Good night. Thank
good
you.
Night. Thank you, Babaji.
Next, thank you. Next person in line. Yes. 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 Hello. Hello.
Hi, this is Kay. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Oh, hi, Kay. How are you? Yes, from Atlanta.
I'm good.
Yes. Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes,
yes,
yes, Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. And well,
I
wish you Happy New Year and Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas if you're into that. And whatever
thank
makes
you,
you happy.
Thank
welcome
you.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
And thank you so much. And go ahead and I'll pose your question, please, for the audience.
Question,
yes.
My question regards my job. I'm wondering if my manager will return to work, or is she actually on leave? Well, she's on leave now, but I'm wondering if she's ever going to return, or how her position is going to go.
Yeah, she is thinking and intending to return to work, but there is some obstacles that initiated before she left, and it is with the HR, of course, and the higher managerial members there, and that when she comes back, she needs to resolve it, and she was under stress and duress
yes.
due to those
yes.
issues before she departed the company to go take a break, to call it a vacation.
Yeah.
And when she comes back, of course, you know, she addresses those things and she resolves it to her best of her ability. So don't worry, everything is going to work out. December always a month of love and compassion and generosity and sharing and laughter and joy and music and party. So the spirit of individuals, you know, individual consciousness and even collective consciousness are very high. So it's very beautiful a month, as always,
mm-hmm.
around the world,
okay.
everywhere. So things are going to work out for the best. And don't you worry, darling, and things are going to work out. And it also affects you as well. So always try to, you know, throw positivity and love, never expect it to come back. Just throw
okay.
it in the air.
Okay.
Give
okay.
more love than you take, always. And it makes the world happier place to be, you know. It's never
yeah.
worry about, you know, like, you know, oh, how much I give, and, you know, always be ready spontaneously and unconditionally to give. And, you know, it's all okay, because, you know, in the past life, you know, you also, when you needed something, you know, somebody helped you. And, you know, when somebody needs you, it's a divine intervention. It's divine arrangement, God's arrangement. So then, you know, you help them, you know, like that. So it all balances out.
Okay.
Happy
right.
holidays
thank
to you.
You,
darling. And thank you
thank
so
you.
Much for calling, darling. Thank you, Kay. Bless you.
Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
So thank you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
So, all right. All right. So we're going to take the next caller here. Yes. Go ahead, please. connect me with the next caller. Yes, yes, yes. Get ready.
Oh, my God.
You are on air.
Hey, Bobby, how are you? Hey,
I'm
how are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for asking, darling. Thank you. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving weekend. And say your name for the audience, Princess.
Hey, this is Lisa, a fan favorite.
Hi, Lisa.
Yes, how's it going?
Yes, of course. Thank you, the fan of show. I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself? And tell people where you're calling from so audience knows where you're calling, please.
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, Brooklyn, New York, yes. New York pizza, yes.
That's yes.
So that's awesome. Go ahead and ask your question,
yes.
Darling. Thank you for calling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the last time I talked to you, I let you know I was in the process of doing a surgery, which I have already done. That's completed.
Yeah.
So right now, I'm going to be out of commission for at least 2 to 3 months, which is good.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So,
Very good.
So my question is, thank you. So now it comes to this. My question is this. Okay, now I'm going on disability, and it takes a while before these checks come in, okay? And I wanted to see, I'm going to see if I can borrow more money for my settlement. Do you see the lawyer letting me do that?
Yeah, what I see is that at first he would be a bit shocked and resistance coming out of him by saying, let me give it a little thought and see what I can do for you, stuff like that. But then he'll come around, give him some time, and then he'll help you out in this month, you know, auspicious month. So don't worry about it so much. It's going to be all right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
okay, because it's not his. He can't really do anything about it, you know.
He cannot. But he would try to do something, and he can do something. So that's where I'm at with it. What I see, So he'll come around and, you know, just give him like a few days or so, a week if he needs it, and he'll make something happen for you. So be hopeful and have hope. Yeah, hope is a good thing.
Because I can let the company call him. I don't have a problem. Yeah, because I can let this company call him. Yeah, I can do that.
Exactly.
He can't do anything about that.
Why not?
All right, so I'll just do it there. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. Don't you worry. All right, sweetie.
Thank you
so much for calling. Good night and happy holidays. Alrighty. Thank you, darling. All right. So, next person in line. Thank you. Hello, hello. Yes, you are online. On air. Go ahead. Hello.
Hello.
I hope. Yes, Rita. I thought you fell asleep on me. Say your name, darling. Thank you.
Hi. My name is Valerie.
Hi, Valerie. Where are you calling from, please? For the audience.
I'm calling from Tennessee.
Hi, Tennessee it is, yes. And it must be very cold out there.
So
that's great.
Know,
go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
Ask your question.
I wanted to know about my love life. So I was expecting really to be in a relationship by the end of this year, but things are not really seems what it's like.
Going.
I'm just asking, what do you see for me as for a relationship? I mean,
yes,
in the
I
near
see
future.
That, of course, I see clearly that you're going to meet a soulmate, not a twin flame, but a soulmate. And it's very possible it would be within a few months, but it's very possible that you could meet him in this auspicious December, which is during the holidays. Yes, you better go to some birthday parties or even Christmas parties, New Year parties, and go out there, and so you can, you know, be there. And when he's around, you guys lock eyes, and their rest is history. And
okay,
that's where you're gonna find your soulmate, and then exchange information and carry on and be positive and don't ask too many questions from him. Let him provide what he needs to provide to you. So go along, yeah, go along with the flow like that.
Okay.
I suggest. That way, things are going to, you know, going to be wonderful, you know. So everything is going to be just great, you know. So, all right?
Okay. Okay.
Yes?
Hello?
Yes. You have a question on your mind? What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Yes, I was planning on traveling this month, but things financially have not been settling. I was planning on doing a trip, but I just wanted to know, do you see that happening for me or not?
I see a travel, yes. In this month of December 2019, there will be a travel for you. It would be very good travel, good trip. And it will be a safe trip, and you will be very happy, and you're going to meet someone as well. So take the trip. No danger.
Okay.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for coming
Thank
on the
you.
Show. All right, Valerie Princess. Thank you. And if you need more in-depth question, you know where to find me. You can call or chat on Keen, and you're most welcome. Okay?
Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Thank you so much. So now, Dr. Uma has some of her experiences that she has gotten, and she wants to share that for this month of December, which is very auspicious. And here you are, Dr. Uma. Thank you.
Hi, good evening, everybody, and thank you for joining Babaji's Keen Radio Show. Nice to talk to people. Okay, so I wanted to give this message to people to think about what the holidays really mean and how this is going to, you know, because I feel that it's important to really celebrate the holidays and know what it, you know, what you're doing it for, because there's Hanukkah, there's Christmas, there's all sorts of things, right, happening this month. And I feel that people don't really understand what all the hoopah is about for December. So I'm going to give you my 2 cents worth about what I feel that it means. So I was reading this thing on Facebook yesterday. It was about somebody talking about, you know, living versus trying to prepare for living, you know, which is, you know, being alive and actually living in the moment and what it all means. And it also involves self-care. So what I believe, and I just want to put in my 2 cents worth about this, is living in the moment isn't about trying to fix yourself so you can become perfect to be able to live in the moment, okay? I come to believe that you're just fine just the way you are at this time, all your warts and everything, all of your imperfections. Because there, especially for people like myself who are constantly trying to perfect myself, I feel like in a way that's a way to try to escape living. Like if I feel that, you know, if I am perfect enough, I'll be able to finally one day be good enough to step out in the world. I've come to realize that's not true. And for me, that's a pretty mind-blowing experience, because I've come to the realization that trying to prepare for the future instead of living it at this time is a waste of time. So I urge everybody, you know, when you wrap up this year and you think, oh, okay, January is coming, you're going to have your New Year's resolutions, please don't give yourself New Year's resolutions. Just simply live as best as you can with where you are right now. I mean, I'm not a guru or a spiritual teacher in any means. I'm just simply sharing what I feel is a very profound truth that touches me, to be able to live at this time where you're at with all your imperfections and be okay with that. All right. Anyway, thank you for listening.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Uma, for sharing your experiences with the audience. Appreciate that. And I just take one more caller here. You are on air. Hello, hello. Yes, go ahead. Yes, you are on air. Hello, hello. Hello, hello. Looks like the caller slipped on me. Alrighty. So, and I want to wish everyone happy holidays. Have a safe and happy holidays and prosperous holidays. And this year, please make sure that you all love each other and care for each other. That's all life is all about, and be in the moment. And thank you, everybody. Wish you all the best, and goodbye, my dear ones. And remember to laugh more.